This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Oh, we always start in the show with Little Victories. You know, it's a positive spin on the day, whatever you got to do. And my positive spin is that I'm no longer sick. I was not here on Friday. I was under the weather. Honestly, I had a fever. I think I sweat my whole body out, but I feel a lot better now. So whatever you guys got going around, the flu or whatever it is, I feel like I had it this weekend. So Little Victories, I'm feeling a lot better. I can see your text coming in already at 414-533-1037. You can always text or call that number. The number works for both. And I can see that Nicole in Oak Creek said she got married this weekend. Girl, why aren't you on your honeymoon? Maybe they're leaving today. Hey, you got really nice weather, by the way, this weekend. So congratulations to you, Nicole. DZ, not going to be in here today, and I'm not going to tell you why. That's just the way it's going to be. But we're going to need your help this morning. And I know how you guys always pull together, the regulars and all of our callers. You guys always show up when one of us is gone. So you're going to be really, really important today. It's Monday. We've got new prizes, a new show, and a special edition of Dumpster Fire Dating. Oh, I see the text that says Buenos Dias. That's got to be. Oh, that's Bella in Kenosha. Well, good morning, Buenos Dias, 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Ali and DZ. Good morning. Happy Monday. I got to tell you, it's just me right now. DZ may or may not come in. I told him not to come in, but I'm not going to get into why he's not here. He'll explain all that when he feels like it. And we're not going to do a question of the day today where we guess where DZ is. Not the time to do that, but I'm back. I was gone on Friday, so I was sick, and now I'm back, and we're going to do Dumpster Fire Dating today, because that's how we roll. I'm not going to leave you guys hanging on Friday and not at least make it up on Monday. I know what to do here. We've got the question of the day right now. It involves our weekends, and I want to know what you guys did. I'm really curious. Since I was sick most of the weekend, I need to live vicariously through you. What happened around southeastern Wisconsin this weekend? I want to know.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, every Monday we come in, we talk about what we did this weekend, and I love to hear all of the things you guys did all over Wisconsin, whether it's in the city or in the burbs, or maybe you went up north, maybe you went to Chicago. Ooh, fine for the day, but whatever. I want to know what you guys did. I honestly was sick. Friday, I was really, really sick. That's why I was not here. And then I decided to get my life together finally on Sunday when I started to feel better, and I did a little bit of yard work with my kids. That was the exciting part of it. Owen owed me $37 because he charged a ton of games on my phone and didn't realize it. So he helped me with the yard work. Yeah, $37, you guys. $37 just on my Apple Cash. Just thought he was just spending money like nobody's business. Anyway, let's go to the phones this morning because I want to know what you guys did this weekend. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Morning, it's Babe.
Oh, it's Mike in Hartford. Well, well, well. You know it's going to take me a second to find your theme song. Or not. Here we go.
She'll be right at the top.
Ah, there she is. Mike, good morning. Happy Monday. What did you guys
do
this weekend?
Saturday, the highlight of the day is we as a family went to watch Eileen at dance practice.
Oh, she's four, right?
Five,
my bad.
A whole hand.
And they're so cute at dance at that age.
Yep, she's doing tap and ballet.
Just don't put her in the JonBenet Ramsey makeup, would you? Please, God.
No.
Can you not?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Oh,
you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So much makeup on these dancers. I mean, it's really not necessary. Even as they get older. And then they all look the same, and you know what I'm talking about, because they all have blue eyeshadow on, so you can't tell. You can't even tell which one your daughter is.
It's got to match the outfit. Come on now.
Yeah, but if you can't tell who your kid is, these girls look too much alike, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Eileen is at least 4 inches taller than the rest of the girls.
So she's
gonna be able to pick her out.
She'll be tall like Auntie Allie. See, I love that.
Exactly.
Well, Mike, thanks for calling. Good to hear from you. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, I can see your text coming in. Let's see here. Natalie in Menominee Falls said, good morning. I celebrated my birthday at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Happy birthday. And then, she said, it was very nostalgic and fun with friends on Saturday. Then, 3rd Street for dinner. Awesome day. Well, I hope you had a great, great birthday. Let's take one more call. We'll see what everybody's up to this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Waylon in the car by himself.
Oh, Waylon! He is free. Waylon, our 8-year-old. So, mom's inside dropping off your little brother. It's just me and you. DZ's not even here, Waylon. It's just us. What'd you guys do this weekend?
So I went up north by my grandpa's cabin, and then I sat in the tree stand for maybe like a half hour, and then three does came, but we didn't shoot them because our grandpa doesn't like us shooting does.
Oh, got
it. Then a couple, then like 30 minutes later, a buck comes, and then my dad picks up the crossbow and shoots it.
What?
We look for it. Yeah, and we look for it 30 minutes later. We can't find it, so we looked for it in the morning.
You're kidding.
And we just found it, a buck.
No way. You guys shot a buck?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Waylon, I didn't see that coming out of nowhere. That's wild. And your mom's not even in the car for this story, is she?
Yeah, so, we were trying to shoot squirrels, too.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, you talk about shooting squirrels on the show. People get real worked up, Waylon. I talked badly about squirrels once, and people lost it on me, so be careful. Waylon, congratulations. Is that the first time you've seen anybody, like, catch a buck?
No, I've seen other people shoot bucks.
Ah, you're like, please, I'm a Wisconsin boy. I got this. All right, well.
That is the first time I was with my dad, and he shot one.
You must be good luck. Do you then eat the deer, or what do you do with it then?
We're picking it up from
the butcher.
We're picking it up today.
Nice. So you took it to the butcher, and then they chop it up, and then you get the meat. Fantastic. I learned about this when I was dating a guy who hunted, and I never had any experience with this until then, Waylon. That's the only reason I learned about this. So, hey, thanks for sharing. Tell your dad congrats, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye, Waylon.
Bye.
He's so stinking cute. All right, what'd you guys do this weekend? 414-533-1037. It is hunting season. I mean, Deer Widow's Weekend. weekend is next weekend. We're all going to be at Pato next weekend, me and the ladies. So anyway, whoever texted in, Allie, you don't catch deer. You're darn right I don't. In fact, I have zero interest in even trying, okay? Not going to lie.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so we are talking about your weekends with the question of the day, and I have got to pull up Bryce and Racine first this morning. Hi, Bryce. Good morning.
What up, party people?
What up, Bryce? So listen, listen, Bryce, when I answered the phone, you said to me, I had the worst weekend of my life, and I didn't see that coming. What happened, Bryce? What's the matter?
Well, it all started 2 in the morning, Sunday morning. I woke up, my hand felt like it was on fire.
Oh, no!
And it got to the point where I could hardly even clench it or bump it, otherwise it would be an excruciating pain.
And you weren't sleeping on it. It wasn't like your hand fell asleep, was it?
Oh no, it felt like more like gout almost.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know what gout feels like, but okay, go on, Bryce. Yeah.
Yeah, and so we go to the doctor, and it's all like swelled up at this point. Well, not too swelled up, but like just mildly swelled.
Something's off, right. Absolutely. Go on.
Yeah, and like what happens is this doctor says like it's common, it's not common, but like it's okay in a joint where gout doesn't usually happen, but it could be. I don't know.
So wait, so you had gout or you didn't have gout? I don't understand. What happened?
No, the doctor doesn't know.
So we have to go to an
actual doctor because we went to the walk-in yesterday.
Ah, very nice, very nice. But you're okay now. You're okay now. You scared me there.
Well, I still have pain in my arm.
Oh, okay, good. All right, good. That was what I was worried about. Woo, Bryce, thank goodness you're okay. Yes.
One more thing. There's something I have to tell you.
Of course we can, Bryce. Hold on. We got more people on the phone that want to share their weekend. I'm glad your weekend got better and you don't have gout. At least we don't think. You're a character. Yeah. You're a character, Bryce, but so is everybody on the show. Let's be real. All right. What did you guys do this weekend? I can see that June in Elkhorn texted in. You can always text or call. She said, we had my daughter's quinceanera this past weekend. How fun. I was in a quinceanera once in high school. Yeah, it was awesome. My friend Vanessa, I have the pictures to prove it. 414-533-1037. That is the number to call if you want to share what you did this weekend. And we've got Nick in Waukesha. Oh, Nick, I found your theme song. Look out. You called 5 days in a row.
Welcome to Miami.
Bienvenido, Miami. Nick, it's just me. DZ's not in today for reasons we'll get into another time. But tell me, Nick, honestly, what'd you do this weekend?
We did a lot of prepping for Isabel's Friendsgiving that she's planning. It's her birthday as well on the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So we're trying to plan a little something for her.
That's so tough to have a birthday on the holidays, man. Does she hate that? I know we've talked about that on this show before.
She absolutely hates it.
Yeah.
She's like, well, it's hard to get her friends to try to do anything for her birthday because it's just like, well, it's literally like days before Thanksgiving.
Right, right. And now you're trying to get everybody together. We're going to actually talk about Friendsgiving a little bit today on the show. Somebody's got a dilemma with one, so wait till we get into that.
I wanted to invite you guys, too.
Oh, she did. Oh, yeah, Izzy. What a sweetie.
We're going to be at Raising Grain around like 4-ish or so on the 22nd.
Okay, Nick, slow down. You're putting your entire business on the radio. Tell me this off the air.
She's
going to have a giant party. Everybody's going to be welcome. I guess everybody could come.
You guys can, you and DB, the kids.
That's so nice. Basically, you got ready for your daughter's birthday, and she's having a Friendsgiving because her birthday is the day before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Oh, the worst. All right. Well, I'm glad you got it all settled. Send us an invite, Nick. You know we love you.
Oh, we love you too.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Stay up, Papa.
Thank you. I'm sure he's listening. All right. Bye. Ariana in West Dallas texted in. Girl, you're funny. She said, don't worry, girl. We're going to catch you a deer this weekend. Yes, it's going to be Deer Widow's weekend at Pottawatomie with the Magic Men. It's going to be really, really funny. Okay. I am also reading some more of your texts. Lindsay from Franksville said, we went to see my wife's students in Mama Mia at Whitnall High School. Okay, Whitnall. She said, the kids did a fantastic job. Everybody talking about what they did this weekend. Jennifer in Milwaukee said, I watched my son and his team scrimmage at Miller Park. That's cool. She said it was so cool to see them play where the Brewers play. You know what's funny? When I got married 9 million years ago, I know it sounds funny because I've been divorced for 9 million years. One of the places we toured was Miller Park. Now it's AmFam Field, but it's really interesting, like, going there to see what a wedding was like, because they'll print tickets for you, everyone coming to your wedding, and then, you know, you do the reception up in their lounges. They have a whole system. It was really cool. I obviously did not get married there, but you just made me think about it when you talked about having those cool experiences at Miller Park. Lots to do. All right, we appreciate you calling in about your weekends, and what would DZ do is next?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
She wants to know if she should introduce the new guy in her life to her kids because she's known him a long time. Hold on. Let's hear it. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning. It says, hi, DZ. I need your advice and Allie's too, since she's a single mom who dates. Perfect, since DZ is not in today, which we'll talk about another time why he's not here. That's his personal business. He's dealing with some family stuff today. But anyway, so today we're going to need a lot of your help. You guys are going to really going to have to chime in and be DZ today on What Would DZ Do. Okay, so she said, I need your advice, Allie's too. How soon until you introduce the guy you're dating to your kids? Me and my ex-husband used to say when there's a ring involved, then it was okay for everyone to introduce kids. But now I'm dating my best friend from middle school and I want to introduce him, but it's only been a month. Oh God. I feel like that might be too soon. Maybe I'm overthinking the whole thing. All right. So listen. One, it is too soon. Two, you're not overthinking anything. Introducing anybody to your boyfriend after a month, kids, is wild. I'm sorry. Absolutely not. Three, I think you're feeling like you can introduce him sooner because you know him from the past. But baby girl. People change. People stay the same, and you never know what you're going to get. Just because you knew somebody in elementary school does not mean they are the same person, doesn't mean you still know them today, doesn't mean their family dynamic is the same. I don't think you're overthinking. Actually, I think you're right on track to thinking this is ridiculous. So anyway, that's my advice as a single mom who dates. I've only introduced my boys to one person. You guys heard about it on the show. That was Pottery Guy. It was a whole saga and it was fine, right? But it took a lot. I mean, I think we were dating for maybe 6 months and even I thought that was too soon at the time, but it felt like, okay, well, our lives cannot merge. You know, we have two different lives. So at some point you have to introduce the kids if you're spending that much time together. And I get that. I'm going to go to the phones, 414-533-1037 and see what everybody thinks this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Alan from Grafton again.
Ah, Alan in Grafton. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Alan, are you single or in a relationship?
Single.
Okay. How long have you been single?
I would say about 3 years.
Okay. Any kids?
Yes, I have two.
Okay, so now you hear her dilemma today. DZ's not here, and it's me and you, Alan. What do you think? She wants to know if it's too soon after a month. I think she's getting caught up in the fact that she knew him in middle school, so she feels like she knows him better. Does that make sense?
I get what she's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a history. I don't know how old she is, but from middle school to now, that's a very big gap. Right,
that's
there.
Right. Let's say she's 30. I don't know. Let's say she's got kids, right? Let's just say an ex-husband and kids. Let's say she's 30. Yeah. I have no idea, right?
Well, exactly. I just don't think that, I mean, after how long did you say, a month or something like that?
They've been dating a month. She said, I always thought a ring had to be involved to introduce my kids to the guy I'm dating to. But now I'm dating my best friend from middle school and I'd like to involve him in my day to day more, but it's only been a month and I feel like it's too soon. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Well, the best from middle school, does that involve from middle school till today, or is that from middle school take a 20-year gap,
Alan,
and then boom?
This makes a big difference. Are you still friends with them, or is it just somebody you knew in elementary school? Because like I said, you don't know anything based on somebody you knew in elementary school. Like nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Well, you never know, and then especially, you know, that big age gap, like what could have happened or what has happened, you know, you don't know what someone's been up to. It doesn't matter if it's female or male.
Totally.
There's a lot of change that could do it. And then next thing you know, it's some...
They could be a totally different person. Exactly. Absolutely, Alan. Oh, I feel you on this one. So she wants to know if she's overthinking it. She wants to introduce this guy she's been dating after a month. She's like, oh, you know, he's involved. I'd like to involve him more in my day-to-day. I'm like, you know how fast a month goes by? Like, it's only been a month and you're already worried. How much are you spending time with him? Where are your kids? Like, what?
Exactly.
The first month, I couldn't even find it. What? I get the balance, but a month in? Slow down.
That's a little bit.
Think how fast you must be moving if you want to involve them in your day-to-day after a month. I don't know. Just seems wild to me. Okay.
Way too fast.
People do it all the time, Alan. Okay. We're going to discuss next. Thanks for calling, Alan. Appreciate your input.
Yep.
Bye. All right. I see the phone's ringing and we are going to talk to you guys next. So she wants to know if it's too soon. She always thought a ring had to be involved to introduce her kids, but now they've been dating a month and she's like, I want to get him more involved. I've known him since middle school. Is it too soon? We'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh boy, today's What Would DZ Do comes from a single mom who said, is it too soon to introduce the kids? We've been dating for a month, but I've known him since middle school. I always thought a ring had to be involved, but now I just want to make him part of my day-to-day. And is it too soon? Am I overthinking it? You are. In fact, you're making a horrible decision, in my opinion. I don't know why you would introduce somebody after a month, but there's a lot of different factors involved in this situation. So I'm going to start with Erica this morning in Racine. Hi, Erica. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Are you single or in a relationship, and do you have kids or no kids?
I am married for a second time.
Got it.
And I have three kids, one with my first husband and two with my second
husband. Blended family. You are perfect for this discussion. Okay. So
absolutely.
What do you think, Erica?
I think, first of all, you don't have to wait till you get a ring on your finger to introduce your kids.
Yeah.
But definitely not a month.
No.
I believe... I dated quite a bit after my first husband, and I had a son, and I think it was like 3 or 4 months before I was dating my second husband before I introduced him as a friend.
Okay.
So I would suggest do a thing like go bowling or something. Just be like, this is my friend. We're going to go bowling.
Yay!
And just kind of
woo!
Ease it in that way versus
making it weird, yeah, and being like, this is my boyfriend and maybe your stepfather. Oh, no, Erica's cutting out, of course, right when we're getting to the meat of the story. Erica, your phone's cutting out. But I agree. So Erica's saying, I don't know if we lost her. She's basically saying a month. Oh, there you are. A month is too soon, but three to 4 months might be okay, because I'm sitting here going, do you know how quick a month goes? Like, I don't even know what I did in November. And the fact that she's already ready to introduce her dude since the end of October, that blows my mind, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Think about it.
When I was my first son, I had him every other week. So 1 week I'd spend, dating my new guy. And then the next week when I had my son, I didn't see him at all.
Yep, same.
So we introduced it slowly like that.
That's what happened with me.
That's my friend. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do week on week off, but the guy I was dating that I introduced my kids to did week on week off. So I understand that. Yeah, and that's interesting how you do it. Well, listen, okay, you say 3 to 4 months. Let's see what everybody else says. And you had a great perspective today, Erica. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, girl. You too. Aw, bye. All right. I want to go to Renee in Sheboygan Falls. Hey, Renee.
Hi.
Hi. What's your opinion? This single mom wants to introduce this guy after a month. She's like, I thought I needed a ring, but I've known him since middle school. Is it too soon? What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm very similar to Erica, second marriage, blended family.
Nice.
And I definitely agree with, a month is crazy. You don't know a person. You don't know how you guys are going to interact with each other and if there's going to be things that come up.
And don't you think she knows him from middle school, she's assuming she knows him better at this point? She's like, I know him. And I'm like, slow down.
Right.
Anyway.
I know what happened between here and middle school.
Yeah.
But I also think her idea of introducing them with a ring is also crazy. Because can you imagine, like, here, hello, children, meet this person, and you are now... going to be, they're now a parent to you for the rest of your life.
Like, I didn't even, you know what, Renee, you know? That is nuts. I didn't think about that. They've never met him and now you're engaged. That's crazy too. You're so right. I didn't even think about that perspective. What on earth? Yeah.
So I just, so you have to feel like it's very, very serious and you really trust the person. And it's hard to say a time, but
slow it down.
5-6 months. Mm-hmm. But it depends how much time you spend with them.
Yeah.
You have to just be a parent and make a good decision.
Yeah, yes, you have to worry about your kids first, not spending more time with him, which is what it kind of sounds like. She's like, I want to make up more of my day today. I'm like, not yet, baby girl. Baby girl. All right, thanks you so much for calling, Renee.
Yeah.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
I'm reading the text. You can text in 414-533-1037. Somebody said, divorced here. Wait at least 6 months. I'm in a situation like the first caller with the blended family, but 6 months is a good time frame. Okay. Somebody else texted in and said, hey, Allie, I'm a single dad. Oh, I love this. I got a 13-year-old now. But I guess it really depends on how old your kid is. I would say 326 months. I don't think he meant to say that. 3 to 6 months. Ah, that's what they meant to write. Is a good rule of thumb. And the younger your kid is, the longer you would want to wait. Ah, I actually feel like that is a fair point. Let's go to Reese in Racine next. Hi, Reese. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You said that age actually makes a difference on whether you should introduce the kids. After a month, though?
Yeah, well, a month is definitely too early matter what.
Okay, so we all agree on that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then after a few months, like 4, 5, 6 months, it depends how old the kids are, right?
Right.
Because if they're really young and you're introducing a new person, it might be super weird. Like, who is this guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, guy, it's your boyfriend, whatever. But me, I'm 15, my mom's single, or, like, trying to date, and if she, like, brought a guy around, I wouldn't be, like, shocked or scared. It's like, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if it's little kids and she's bringing on a new dude, I think it would be awkward. See, I guess it depends how old the kids are.
No, and you have such a great point, Reese. Like you said, you know, what did you say? You're 15 or your mom's single. You could handle it at this age, but emotionally, smaller kids need, their brain is not as developed. They don't understand as much and they need more time to process, especially because, Reese, let's say your mom brings somebody home. You're only going to be in that house for 3 years if you want. Little kids are going to be there the whole time. So it makes a huge difference on their life. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Ooh, Reese, really good input. Thanks for calling.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Last but not least, I'm scared. We got a single mama on the phone and it's not me for once because we're talking about how soon should she introduce her kids. She wants to do it after a month. What? Saucy.
She's crazy. She's crazy.
I agree. What the hell?
Sorry, not sorry. You're nuts, lady.
A month. It's got to be because she knew him growing up. It's got to be because she knew him growing up, right? There's nothing else makes sense. Nuts.
I'd hope so. I don't know, but there's no justification for that. The last couple of people have said, it depends on their age.
Yeah, I agree.
Of the kids. If the kids are older, then it's different. They can.
We don't know enough here. That's the problem.
As easily as younger children do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would totally wait at least 6 to 8 months, at least.
Listen, Allison and Racine is screaming at the phone saying, I'm screaming at the phone. It's not too soon. Everyone's different. Girl, she said, I met my incredible bonus daughter after 2.5 months of dating her dad. We knew we belonged together very quickly. We had both been married and divorced. We bought our house after 6 months. Okay. Well, Allison, you're an exception. I'm not telling people to do that. I'm not telling people to introduce after 2 months and buy a house after six. I'm not telling most people to do that because they're going to screw it all up.
This isn't back in the day where we went door to door, knocking on people's doors, selling wrapping paper, people. Okay? It has been brought to light that there are very malicious, horrible, bad people that you don't even know are bad.
Yes.
They can be your neighbor. Mm-hmm. They can be your friend. They can be your husband.
Dang, we're making,
whatever,
okay, now we're making everybody paranoid.
No clue.
That's absolutely true. So we're going to say, don't introduce him after a month. Slow it down. Include him maybe in a few more months if you're even still together. Is that that fair?
That's it right there.
If you're even still together. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Well, well, look who's on the phone. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. No, it's not DZ. DZ is out today dealing with some family stuff. It's just me. So we have a very special guest on the phone, and we have something to talk about. Good morning, Hudson.
Good morning.
Hi, it's my 12-year-old sixth grader. I cannot believe it. Hudson, I wanted to pull you on because we've had a pretty fun couple of days, have we not?
I guess we have.
Yeah, when I finally got over my sickness over the weekend, I had to process that we had two dogs in our house. And are the two dogs still there?
Yeah, they are. They're actually right next to me.
You guys, okay, so we were dog sitting for DZ this weekend, and it has been a delight. We have both dogs with us. We have Dino and we have Hampton. Now, Hampton's a little dog, and Dino's like mid-size, right? And they're the best. So, Hudson, and we've had them now for how many days? Two or three? And I'm starting to like really realize that our house is missing a pet.
Yeah.
You feel the same?
Yep.
I never noticed, like, Bella died in 2023. So it was over about 2.5 years ago. She was the black lab, you know, we adopted from the Humane Society in Milwaukee. And I've wanted a dog for a while. I've come up with excuses why we don't have a dog, as far as the fence being down or it's a lot of responsibility. Sure. But Hudson, you and Owen have been really good this weekend with the dogs. Do you think you can maintain that?
Sure.
Come on. So we're going to have to give these dogs back, Hampton and Dino. Are you really going to be responsible, or am I going to just end up taking care of a dog again?
I mean, who took care of Bella?
Me.
I mean.
But you were younger. You were younger. You're not. You're 12. You guys are 12 and 14.
I'll do some stuff, not all of it.
Okay. Well, you know, and plus sometimes you're at your dad's, but you have dogs and a cat at your dad's. I don't know. I'm just really impressed with how responsible you guys have been over this weekend. And I actually feel like we might be ready for a dog. I know I've been speaking it into existence more, but this might be it. So should we do it or not? And should we wait till the spring, Hudson?
Of course we should.
I want to wait till the spring, though, because it's going to get really cold. Is this now the time that we want to be getting in with a dog now in the winter?
Like a little, like, cute puppy running around our house.
Oh, I'm going to be the one walking it and getting up all the time with it.
A little cute puppy jumping in the snow.
Well, tell everybody where DZ's dogs slept. Hampton and Dino, guess where they slept, everybody? Tell them, Hudson.
In my bed.
I can't wait to tell DZ this.
Today I woke up with one on top of me and the other on the side of me.
I cannot wait to tell DZ this. So do you like having dogs? See, and the funny thing was, I've been letting the dogs on the couch, which should be the Am I the Jerk. Actually, this will be the Am I the Jerk today, is that
so
I've been letting...
They're used to going on the couch.
What's that?
They're like used to going on the couch.
Yeah, because DZ's like, we don't let them on the couch. And then I've had them on the couch all weekend.
Well, that's just, like, rude.
Do you think I'm the jerk for that?
No.
Come on. Well, maybe. You know what? Maybe we'll do it as an Am I the Jerk another day when DZ's here to give us his opinion, because we actually already have a really good Am I the Jerk for today that involves someone who's furious at their husband about his job situation. So, honestly, let's save that for another day. But, Hudson, I'm this close to getting a dog. This close. You know I'm close. Okay. So close.
I can't really see your fingers, so...
All right. Love you. Have a great day at school. Okay.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. You guys, I'm telling you, we've been dog sitting DZ and Aaron's dogs, and I'm in love. And granted, they basically brought dogs over that are already trained, that know, you know, not to bark for the most part. And it just made me realize there's something missing. There's like, it's been missing. I don't know. It got me emotional this weekend. So might be getting a dog sooner than later. That's all I'm going to say about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on Am I the Jerk, she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband to just take any job already. Anything. I don't care what it is. All right. So let's hear her out and understand exactly what's going on here. She said, Allie and DZ. DZ's not here, by the way, dealing with some family stuff, and will be back as soon as he can. She said, my husband lost his job a few months ago. Aw. And since then, has turned down several offers because each one wasn't quite what he wanted. It was the wrong hours, not enough pay, too far of a distance. Meanwhile, I'm working long shifts, covering all the bills, and coming home to a messy house, undone chores, and kids who haven't even been fed. He stays up late and seems totally fine with letting me handle everything. I'm exhausted and resentful because he always was a hard worker, but he insists he's just waiting for a job with the right fit. Am I the jerk for telling him to just take anything and keep looking once he's working again? I don't even care if he works at a fast food place. Just work somewhere while you keep looking. Am I the jerk for telling him to just take any job? All right. This is tough because you get it. Maybe you've worked really hard for your career. You've got a lot of years on your belt, and a lot of people don't just want to take any job after that, right? Maybe you've lost your job and you're like, I can do better than this. I've seen people who have lost their job and refused to get new jobs because they thought they were too good for it. But at some point, you got to pay your bills, my guy, and you got to help out in the house. 414-533-1037. That is the number to text or call. Do you guys think she's a jerk for telling her husband time's up, time to just get a job, and I don't care what it is, any job, anytime? All right, we're going to talk to you guys next today for Am I the Jerk? Is she the jerk for telling him, get any job, I don't even care what it is? Go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her husband to just get any job already. She doesn't even care what it is. He has been jobless after getting let go, and it's been a few months, and she's like, you know, at this point, I just want him to take anything. He's got a reason he can't take any of the jobs he's been offered, like wrong hours, not enough pay, too far of a distance, etc. So, is she the jerk for saying, just get any job already? We're over it? I am so excited because every now and then we get new people on the phone, and they're super excited to be on the show. Good morning to Lou in West Bend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to
Am I the Jerk. You're on Allie and DZ, first timer.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Been a long time.
I love it that you got in. Well, you're in now. Tolu, you made it. We want to know, jerk or not the jerk for telling your husband.
Not the jerk.
Didn't even flinch. Mm-hmm. Go on.
You know what? I could have gone either way, but she's not the jerk.
Why would you go either way? What's the other side? Go on.
So, that was me. 5 months ago, I was jobless. Because after my college, for 3 years, I couldn't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have a business. I lost my business, 2 businesses during COVID.
That's tough.
And I worked at a COVID job till 2022. So after 2022, I lost my job. I had nothing. It was my wife. And we were paying all the bills with our money.
But there's a difference between can't get a job and turning jobs down, to Lou, right?
Yeah, I understand. You know, at some point, I didn't want to apply for certain jobs. And my wife said, You need to apply for this. So I can apply for
anything,
jobs, that anything.
Yes,
anything,
good.
I can get it. Eventually, what I do now, you won't believe what I do.
What do you do now? What did it turn into? What?
We'll talk about that later.
I make
so much money. I make more than twice as my wife now.
And what do you do? Are you going to tell us, or are you going to keep it a secret? Tolu, what do you do?
I drive for Uber.
And you, look at that. And you're making double now. Wow. So it turned into something.
More than double what she's making.
That's wild. Well, hey, you know what? You're making up for those 3 years, Tolu.
She pushed me.
Okay.
She really pushed me to do that.
Well, good. So you have a great wife who said, hold on, you got to do something. And now you find yourself doing something you love that you're making a ton of money. So your wife did the right thing. Well, this isn't even advice. This is just, is she the jerk? And you say, not the jerk. I've been through it. All right, Tolu. Good input. Hey,
Thank you. Enjoy.
And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right.
Bye. Oh, that's fantastic. I love it when new people make it onto the show. So the question is for Am I the Jerk? Am I the jerk for telling my husband to just take any job already? Because she's sick of it. It's been a few months, and he's saying there's a reason he can't have any of these jobs. Megan in Muskego, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We saying jerk or not the jerk today, girl?
I am also saying not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Why?
Yeah. So I kind of had also a similar situation. It wasn't as long. But I got laid off from my last job 10 days after I got married.
Well, good thing you got married. Not your problem. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, hey, honey.
Right. Well, so my husband was still working, and, you know, we were fine for, you know, I found a job within, you know, like 3 weeks.
Oh, great.
I was working, mm-hmm. You know, I was applying to, you know, dozens of jobs every single day. And yes, most of them were in my field, but
Would you have just taken anything, though, if you couldn't get one? Because here's the thing. This guy's been offered jobs. He just doesn't want them. They're not his perfect fit. He sounds entitled. Yeah. I'm like, come on, my guy. You got to take something.
I told my husband, like, I said, if it got to be to the point where I needed to find something, I told him, I said, I didn't care what it was. I would have found something.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that. And it was, obviously, it did not come down to that. But I think it's like sometimes at some point you have to swallow your pride and you just have to do it to help your family. And she was right, though. Like, get this job, get anything to just make some money, and then try to find something better.
Well, and then you might be more ambitious. The more you do less, the less you want to do, right? Don't you feel like you get more comfortable? He's like, I don't want to work. What for now? He's not dealing. Yeah. She's getting resentful. She's stressed out. This guy is too good for all the jobs that are being offered to him in this kind of economy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't with this guy. I cannot.
Nah.
All right, Megan.
That's a jerk for saying that, no.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye. All right. So two not the jerks so far. Alyssa in Menominee Falls said, not the jerk. He's being lazy around the house too. My guy, if you're depressed about not having a job, see a therapist, but don't leave everything on your wife. You may not have a wife soon if you keep taking advantage of her. Ooh-wee. All right. Next up, last but not least, let's see if Mike in Waukesha actually agrees with all of these people. Let me find his theme song. Oh, there we go. Mike, good morning.
What's happening?
What up? This must be driving you crazy because I know you're a hard worker.
Yeah, I know this.
All the people with good work ethic, men and women, are screaming in their cars right now going, what do you mean he doesn't have a job for months already?
Yeah, he's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
You got to step up. And you got to swallow your pride. And especially being the man, you got to step up. And like, it's not womanizing or anything. It's just like, I'm kind of old tradition like that. Like, you got to take care of your lady and your family.
You're saying, where is the core want to take care of my family right?
The only exception I can see to it is if they had like kids, like multiple kids in daycare.
He was staying home.
And like the wage wasn't enough to cover the daycare, because I get that, because that's super expensive.
Same. I get why people decide to quit their jobs, because daycare basically takes your whole check. It's crazy. So I feel that. Yeah.
That's too, like, he needs to think too long term. Like, I know I sound like the old man, but like,
no, you don't.
You're screwing your retirement because it's going
well, now you do
security and everything.
You don't sound like an old man, but you just know now because you have a business. You have your business, and it's, you know, you're doing really well. So you're like, I learned from experience. You're a good person to talk to because you know from experience.
You gotta work. It's not a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. But you gotta step up, and especially don't be lazy at home. Like,
make it look
like you're putting in an effort. Like, step up. Like,
thank you.
Some bushes, do some dishes, cook dinners.
Jump up when you hear a pull in the garage at least, and try to act like you're unloading the dishwasher. Do something, man. At least pretend, even if you're not my guy. What's with you? Ugh, she's gonna be turned off. She's gonna not even think he's hot anymore.
yeah, that's not good. That's the problem.
Okay, so what if it was reversed? I just want to throw this out there because, you know, you were being a little sexist with the man. Take care. What if your wife lost her job and she just was like, this isn't, would you let her do nothing or would you get resentful?
We've been through that before. And it's a whole debacle.
So, got it. So, but, totally so not the jerk.
She lost her job, but she applied for lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she found one fairly quick.
Good.
And
good.
She liked it for a while, wasn't happy, found another one. But you can be picky when you're working.
Oh, yeah.
When you're not working, you can't be picky.
Oh, that is the quote of the day. You can be picky when you're working. You cannot be picky when you're not working.
That part,
Mike. Ah, golden line of the day. All right, Mike. That was phenomenal. All right.
See you later.
Thanks. Bye. All right, I was really sick on Friday, so there was no dumpster fire dating. And you know that I understand it's pretty important to the show. We do it once a week, so I think we need to make up for Fridays. Don't you guys think?
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Okay, DZ is not here. He's dealing with some family stuff, but everyone's okay. And I just want to know, would you guys pay for a height filter on Tinder? Yes or no? all right. So you guys know I've not been dating much. You guys have heard our orphan boy on the show. Got to be careful not to call him his real name. He called in one day and talked to us and it was pretty entertaining. And him and I have been hanging out, but I haven't seen him in like a week. I got sick and I just have not even been thinking about men. I don't even know why I still have Hinge, quite frankly. I never open it. It's the only one I have. But now Tinder is coming out with a height filter. you can pay $39.99 a month for this height filter. First of all, I'm not paying for Tinder, but I might pay for a height filter. Honestly, would you guys do this? 414-533-1037. What about the short kings? They're coming for you now with this one. Because you guys, I'm 6 feet tall, 5'11", whatever you want to say. And I meet a lot of men who either try to act like they're taller than me or as tall. And then, you know, a lot of times you show up and you're like, yeah, you're not 5'11". You might be 5'9", but you may think you're 5'11". Okay, fine. Is height important? We've talked about this on this show before. Maybe I'm being superficial by saying it does, but I feel like the fact that I'm tall means I am allowed to say that. My friends will say, Allie, that's nothing to do with the height. But I'm over here watching these girls. You guys are 5'5", taking all the 6'5s. Can you stop? The 5'5s don't get the 6'5s. I need the 6'5s. I'm 6 feet tall. Hello? I want to talk to you guys about this, the height filter. Would you use it? Is it necessary? The other thing about this is, get this height filter on Tinder. Not only do you have to pay $40 a month, you're still not necessarily only going to get people tall enough. So that right there is like, well, hold on. Okay, so it's an advanced preference and I have to pay for it, but it doesn't completely block people outside of my set height range. So if I sit there and say, okay, I only want a guy from, let's say, maybe 5'11 to 6'4. I mean, I'm just making this up hypothetical. Let's say that's the case, then it could still show me people shorter than that, which is kind of a trick and kind of messed up and making me think this is a scam. Either you know how tall they are or you don't, okay? This is another reason I'm not on Tinder. I know people think they're all the same anymore. I see these women ask, well, what apps? They're all the same. You see the same people on all of them, okay? Would you pay for a height filter? Is it necessary? Do we really need the dumpster fire intro again? Do we? Usually we do, but I'm not going to do that to you. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Special edition of Dumpster Fire because I was really sick on Friday, so I wasn't here. I appreciate DZ for holding it down because it's not the easiest to talk to yourself for 4 hours, but you guys always pull through and help me out, and I'm really excited because we're talking about a height filter. And would you even pay for this? They're now charging $39.99 a month on Tinder, one of the many dating apps now. They're all the same, in my opinion. You see the same people on all of them. Just a personal opinion after dating for about 5 years now. It's the same people on all of them. Doesn't really matter which one you're on. But they're charging $39.99 a month. I'm 6 feet tall, so I feel like I do care about a height filter. Maybe I'm being superficial. Let's go to Whitney in Whitewater. Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
I got my single girlies all lined up here on the phone. We're going to talk about height for a second because I've been asked, Allie, why don't you date short kings? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm just 6 feet tall. How tall are you?
So I'm actually 5'6", which is about average for a woman.
Oh, do you try to take all the 6'5"s? Did you hear me talking about that?
I missed that part of the conversation.
I said all you short girls, all you 5'5", 5'6"ers, you try to take all my 6'5"s, my guys. You're taking my guys. You guys want these tall guys. I'm like, no. You get the 5'5" to 5'10"s. That's what you get. I'm sorry. Get out of my pool. You're in my pool. I don't appreciate it. Would you pay for this height filter?
It might sound superficial, but it's a personal preference. I like guys that are minimum of 5'8" and up. So okay. I would.
You need 3 inches. Mm-hmm. I always tell people the reason I like guys to be taller than me is it makes me feel more feminine. Now, I'm not saying I can't get in my feminine energy with the right guy. If I get the right guy, because I've dated people that were an inch or two shorter than me, and I was fine because they were the right guy. You know what I'm saying? But it takes the right personality and the right level of confidence, and then you forget about the height anyway.
I agree. Mm-hmm. It's not something that comes across on a dating profile. You can't be like, yeah, he's definitely the right guy.
Well,
and I'm okay with it.
Were you listening at all? It was a couple of weeks ago, and it would have been on a Friday. Did you hear the dumpster fire where I said I was looking at pictures of this guy I talked to who doesn't live here, and I was trying to see how tall he was based on the truck?
I might have actually.
I was like, DZ, look, is he tall? How high up does his head go? How big is the truck? How do we know? Somebody said they swear they heard hype filter. I was intrigued. Giovanna in Milwaukee, no, not hype, Height. We're talking height. All right. Whitney, what?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. I did notice that even if you put an age range or something, they always show you people 2 years on either side of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it annoys me because it's like, and that's what they're saying with this height filter. Even if you pay the $40 a month, let's say, on Tinder for the height filter, you're still going to see people outside of your advanced settings. I'm like, well, that blows.
Yeah.
What's the point, man? I might as well go through them anyway. Whoop-dee-doo.
Agreed.
Right? All right. Well, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later. Bye, Whitney.
Bye.
All right. I see your text coming in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Somebody said, yes, my height preference is a me problem. I have a tall height preference. I have some dysmorphia and I need to feel smaller. Well, maybe I do too. Megan in Muskego texted in, I would not pay for that. I'm 5'3 and married, but not many men are shorter than me. Yeah, Megan, you're not going to have this problem. Just not going to happen to you. All right, let's go to Sandy in Milwaukee, another one of my single girlies. Hi, Sandy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are we judging men on height? Are we getting the height filter? What are we doing here?
We're definitely not getting the height filter.
We're not paying for it. Got it.
I am definitely judging men based upon their height. I am 6'2", Allie.
Girl, oh no, we need to band together, us tall girlies. They take all our tall dudes. It drives me crazy.
I can't stand
you shorties.
Like 5'3", and
she's
got like
a 6'5". Girl, you get me started right now. I see it all the time, and I look across Pick and Save, and I go, oh, she took another one.
You're right, because the pool of tall guys is
small.
Like, it's slim
or they're way younger, right? So now the like I'm 40, but the 20-year-olds are tall. Well, I'm not dating a 20-year-old, so now what?
Exactly.
Now what? Dang.
It's frustrating. Mm-hmm. It is very frustrating. I try to date shorter.
Yeah.
But I can't get past the height.
Okay, so you've tried. You've tried.
I can't wear my heels.
I know. Yeah. I know. These guys, they want us in our heels. And I'm like, I don't want to wear my heels next to you. And then my other friends are like, why not? And I'm like, because then I look crazy. I look like a giraffe next to this guy. I don't want to be that tall. I want my legs to look nice, but I don't want to be that tall.
You know, I actually did date someone that was about like 6'2", 6'3".
Okay.
And he actually did not like me wearing heels. He said, I don't want no one taller than me.
Oh, he didn't. Oh, interesting. So he was just as insecure as we are. Got it.
Yes, exactly.
He's a fit. That's so funny. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling, Sandy. We're not paying for the height filter. Noted.
Exactly.
Have a great day.
You too,
bye. All right. Bye. I want to go to somebody married real quick. Allison in Racine. Hey, girl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, let me pull up your theme song from calling 5 days in a row. I still have another single girly on the phone, but, you know, we got to talk to you guys, too.
Yes.
Are we paying for this height filter for $40 a month on Tinder? Are you kidding me?
I would say this. You can pay for the height filter, but are they guaranteeing that the men are actually sitting in their real height?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's such a, it just feels wrong. I'm like, there's no way they're going to know.
Now, while I have been wifed up for 10 years.
Yes.
I was single for almost 7 between after my divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And it infuriated me when men would say, oh, I'm 6'1". I'm 6 foot tall. Don't lie to me. I'm 6'1". I'm 6'2". You show up, I have gym shoes on, and you're 3 inches shorter than me.
Right, which is what happens.
Me not.
Mm-hmm. All the time. Guys put on boots, and they think, oh, the boots will make them taller. I'm like, it did nothing.
And I would agree with what you said of someone taller than me makes me feel more feminine.
And not every, it's that's totally not important tough. To everybody. Not everybody, not. First of all, not every, you know, single or married, not every woman wants a masculine guy. Some women prefer guys that are a little more metrosexual. I mean, everybody's different. There's pros and cons to all of them, and I could give them to you. I could give you the pros and cons of a masculine dude, and I could give you a pros and cons of a non-masculine dude. There's pros and cons with everything, but everybody's got a preference, right?
And it did irritate me when I was, now my best friend, who is barely 5 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
her boyfriend is almost 7 feet tall. It infuriates me. I'm like, thanks for the tall girls.
Triggered! See, you did it again. You just reminded me all the short girlies taking our dudes.
It took me a long time.
I'm so territorial. It's so funny.
I don't know how tall you were. I was almost this tall by fourth grade.
Well, I was always, listen, Allison, I was always the tallest girl in our grade, period.
Me too.
I'm 5'11". There were girls close, maybe 5'9". Some of my friends were probably 5'9", 5'10", but nobody was as tall as me. I was always the tallest kid in the whole grade, for sure.
Were you taller than the teachers? Because I was.
No, that's Owen and Hudson's job. They do that.
Well,
so.
See, that's the whole thing, right? Yeah. As a girl, okay, you were lining up by height. I was always in the back.
Right,
oh,
right.
Allison, can you come pull this map down? Because I can't reach it.
Oh, I get that,
my
too. Now I just walk up to people in the store and help them for no reason. Okay,
me too.
Allison, I got to get to my last caller. You have a great day, girlfriend.
You too, girl.
Okay,
have a great day.
Bye. Love you. A special edition of Dumpster Fire Dating today, talking about height filters, how Tinder is charging $40 a month for this thing. Shelly, back to my single girlies. Shelly on the Northwest side. Good morning.
Good morning, lovey.
Hi. Okay, are we paying for this filter?
They're not going to tell the truth.
No, they're not. And I don't know how they're going to figure this out. I understand when they do the selfie verification because you're looking at a face. How do
they're not
going to
tell the truth.
There's no way. Listen to these texts.
I dated shorter my last relationship.
You did.
It could have a dumpster fire meeting.
Was it because he was shorter or just because he was stupid?
Both. No, because he was stupid. But
that's funny.
Wearing heels because he was shorter, Allie, and now I'm old, and I don't wear my heels now because now I'm old.
Because your legs aren't in shape enough? It hurts too much?
I used to wear heels. I'm 5'9".
You should wear heels.
I'm 6'7". My 18-year-old is 6'7".
Don't be careful when you say 6'7", okay?
I do it to him all the time. They get mad at me. But anyway, that's another topic.
That's amazing. And he's how old?
18.
Oh my God, the women are going to love that one.
I tell him thank you because he gets it, you know, hypes from your mom's side.
I bet.
Don't know if you do that to Hudson and Owen. Well, I did it to Hudson and he just said, never do that again.
Caleb from the Wisconsin Dells texted in and said, I don't really have a preference on height. It's all about the personality for me. That's just me, though. I'm a gay man. You can say that too on the radio.
I'm not going back short. Yeah. He wasn't short. He was like 5'11", 5'10", like barely taller than me, but I'm not going under 6 foot again.
If
I get back in the pool, I'm not.
Okay, well, maybe, see, I could say that too, but then I don't want to because here's my fear. This is my fear, Shelly, is that what if you meet someone, you become friends, right? Like an orphan boy, let's say, and it grows over time. What's that?
How tall is Orphan Boy?
He is as tall as me, if not a couple inches taller, actually. In pictures.
What if that's your soulmate? Because you don't want to cut people off.
Well, I don't know about that.
With my ex, Allie.
He's probably 6'1 or 6'2. Come on.
I thought outside my box, Allie. And it was no. Because everyone told me to.
Okay.
He's shorter. He doesn't dress like you're used to, Shelly. But he's a really nice guy.
No, I agree. Some of the guys I have fallen for. Shelly, some of the guys I've fallen for were never the ones I thought I was going to fall for. That's for sure. So it just depends. That's why
we're not paying for it.
You know what? Who cares? I'm not paying for it. I'm not even on the apps. Forget this whole conversation. I don't know if you guys saw it, but Jelly Roll shaved his beard for the first time in 10 years. And of course it went viral because hello. And I saw it actually when his wife was filming it and she was like, ah, because if you've ever only known a guy with facial hair and then he's gotten rid of it, it can really mess with your head. It's a little weird. My dad did it when I was a kid. And to be quite honest, it freaked me out. Okay. So when DZ is back, we are going to discuss that because DZ has a beard. So, and he loves to change his look. So I'm dying to talk to him about that story. So we will discuss. I haven't seen Jelly Roll without the beard, but I feel like I know, you know, what he would look like. Either way, shaving a beard after 10 years, you know we're discussing when DZ's back from dealing with what he's dealing with. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Just me today, DZ is off. And you can tell right now, can't you? Can you tell? It's pretty obvious that DZ is off today and I am alone in here because we're talking about all kinds of things. But I was talking about how Jelly Roll shaved his beard after 10 years and I was watching his wife. I was watching her reaction, basically. That was the camera I had. And I cannot wait to talk about it when DZ is back because he has a beard. Now, that being said, I am talking about hair, just not your beards and shaving them today. I took Owen and Hudson to the barber this weekend. I'm going to pull up John and Mequon. Hi, John. What's going on?
How you doing?
You know what? I forgot you have a theme song now, and I don't know where it is, so you'll be fine.
Hey, I've lived this long without one.
It's in here somewhere. I'll find it. Trust me, when DZ's back. But that being said, John, listen to this. I took my kids to get haircuts this weekend. They were at the barber. And Hudson wanted to know why they don't get lollipops anymore. And I was like, you're kidding me right now. Like, enough with the little treats, John. When are we going to stop rewarding ourselves for dumb things? I cannot, okay? They're not even good lollipops. They're dum-dums.
Hey, I honestly haven't been to a barber in a long time. I actually cut my own because the prices of haircuts kept going up.
Such a dude, but, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, like, with my kids, they've noticed that, of course, I haven't cut my hair in about 2 years now.
Oh, so they don't get the lollipops when you get your hair cut, or what?
No, I just cut my own hair. I freaking cut their hair. I take my girls to the freaking salon, though. Mm-hmm. I do take them there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that just little treat for themselves, but they don't usually complain about freaking lollipops because they probably don't even remember or even know of anything like that.
Right. Well, a lot of guys, you know, a lot of guys cut their own hair, or they have maybe their spouse or somebody cut it for them. But yeah, with women, it's like absolutely not. I just feel like, you know, it was a trend on TikTok and even on Instagram for a while, the whole get yourself a little treat. And we're always getting ourselves treats. Like, are we out of control? Am I projecting right now? Maybe. But well, enough with the little treats.
You know that when I was a kid and every time my mom took us to an appointment, whether it was a dental appointment, haircut, doctor's appointment, we'd always stop for ice cream afterwards. And I just don't do that.
Right. See, it always had more to it, right? See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. There was always a treat after everything. Like, why?
Yeah.
And I feel like we don't need those anymore. I don't know if Hudson really could understand this, but I feel like we don't need those anymore because we're always getting little treats.
It's also like, you know, my ex-wife, every time we went to the store or anything like that, you know, every time before we left, she would always pick up a little pack of cupcakes. And it was always just for the kids. And they would eat them on the way home after grocery shopping. And it was like, you got to be kidding
That's
me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm guilty of that too, John. Like, we give ourselves too many little treats. What are we doing? We're ruining the treats for everybody. And now he's expecting a treat after a haircut. I'm like, you don't get a treat for a haircut. You're 12, man. The haircut is the treat. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I totally agree to that. Too many treats for such little things.
Well, okay, so then here's my question today. What age do we stop the little treats? Because you're going to have to give them to five-year-olds and below because they won't sit still. At what age do we stop giving ourselves little treats, you guys? Seriously.
I would definitely say probably around 8 years old, 9.
Okay.
Eight
is the stopping point. Okay, 414-533-1037. I want to see what everybody says. When do we stop giving ourselves little treats, you guys? John, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Hey, you have a good one.
Bye. And I don't want to sound old when I'm sitting here going, yeah, we get too many treats nowadays, but it's the truth. We have everything at our fingertips, so we really just get whatever we want all the time, and we don't even appreciate it. So anyway, 414-533-1037. I'm going to talk to you guys next. How old, what age should you stop giving yourself a little treat? Okay, what age do we stop giving ourselves a little treat, you guys? 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. You know, I took my boys to the barber this weekend because they were a hot mess. I'm sure you've seen them on social media. They needed a cut. And when we were there, Hudson, my 12-year-old, was like, yo, where's the lollipops? And I was like, I think you've outgrown the lollipop phase, but okay, when do we stop giving ourselves little treats, you guys? I cannot with this. It's nonstop, and people are texting in things like, I'm on my way to work right now. I'm 26, and I'm getting myself a little treat. So you go with your bad self. Hi, Carissa in Sheboygan. How you doing?
I'm good.
Are you one of those people who's still giving yourselves little treats?
Guiltily, yes, I still do give myself little treats, mm-hmm. but like life around us is a treat. You think about, I'm a millennial, so we didn't grow up with all the little treats. We didn't have everything at our fingertips.
It was a big deal when we got a treat, right? Like a really big deal. And I hate sounding like, oh, I'm on my lawn right now, but it was a big deal. Treats aren't a big deal anymore.
They're not. No. They're not. They're everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
I can get Hudson Starbucks and he doesn't even flinch. I'm like, gee, this should be a treat. This should be exciting to you.
Yes.
You know? Like, it's like, ah, I'm getting Starbucks with my mom. Cool. I'm like, you are so entitled. And I'm the problem.
How many of us know our kids' Starbucks orders? Like, it's just at the tip of our tongue. We know it. That wasn't a thing.
Could you imagine getting a Starbucks as a kid? We'd be like, oh my God, we have the coolest parents ever.
Right.
It's so true. You're right, though. Gosh. Carissa, life is a treat. You're right. And they're all around us, so we should be enjoying them. And maybe that's the moral of the story today, is that we just need to stop, smell the roses a little bit more without sounding corny and being completely serious. Just stop and look around and go, you know what? Maybe appreciate more. We've got a lot of stuff around us, right?
Smell the roses, not the pumpkin spice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I like pumpkin. Now chill out with the pumpkin spice hate. I'm just kidding. Carissa, have a great day, okay?
You too.
All right. You're welcome. Bye. I'm talking about when is too old. When do we stop with the little treats? Somebody said, Allie, I'm 5'3". Oh, I'm 53. I'm 53. I read that wrong. I'm 53 and I work from home. My desk is 10 inches from the refrigerator. The stuff I put up with at work earns unlimited treats. See you guys? Somebody else texted in and said, my 14-year-old always gets Culver's after the orthodontist because she's usually in pain, but otherwise no treats. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we'll leave the dentist now and Hudson will be like, do we get a treat? And I'm like, are you, again, you just, they have apples and cookies at the dentist and now you want another one? Like, that's just not going to happen. I got to go to Danielle in Butler. Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hold on. I'm looking for your theme song. I know it's in here somewhere, but I don't know where.
Somewhere.
You don't have to play it. We can skip it. It's
not
fine.
No, we do actually have to play it because it's not the same. You earned it. Here you go. It's like going into a bar and then being like, you're not a regular today. No, you're a regular. You called 5 days in a row. Thank you very much. All right, Danielle, what do we think? What age do we stop giving ourselves a little treat?
In my opinion, if you have a cell phone, you should not be getting treats after appointments.
Okay, go on. Because what?
Because
you're old enough is what you're saying.
That cell phone is a treat. Yeah, you're old enough. If you're old enough to have a cell phone, then you're old enough to not be having treats after every appointment.
You know what? You're right. And spoken like a true parent, Danielle. And if you're not even paying for that phone, for sure, that's the little treat. Maybe that's what it is.
It is a treat.
Uh-huh. Somebody texted in, she had me at knowing your kid's Starbucks order. You guys! You're so funny. Somebody said getting a McDonald's ice cream was like score. Yeah, when I was a kid, that was the biggest deal ever to get a McDonald's ice cream. Now we pull up, they're like, you want to add it to the order? I'm like, no, I don't. They're like, it's free on the app. I'm like, no, I still don't. I still do not. No, thank you.
I would say after, when they get cell phones, I would say no more treats after appointments.
All right, that's where we're leaving it. You have a cell phone, you don't get little treats anymore unless you're a grown-up and you buy them yourself. The end.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over a million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.